Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 26, day 26. Today's topic is how to get out of a 400 years spiritual coma. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 17 verses 1 to 5, Genesis chapter 2 verse 11 to chapter 3 verse 22, Matthew chapter 17 verses 10 to 27, Proverbs 5, 7 verses 7 to 14. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. Now I'm going to read those I scribed today. Psalm 17 verses 1 to 5. Hear, O God, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. Does not rise from deceitful lips. May my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for the deeds of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not slipped. Exodus chapter 2 verses 22 to 25. During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. And I'll read 22. Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershon, saying, I have become an alien in a foreign land. I'll go on to verse 24. God heard their groaning, and He remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. Chapter 3, verse 4. When the Lord saw that He had gone over to look, God called to Him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Verse 9. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way of Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. Matthew chapter 17, verses 17 to 20. O unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, because you have so little faith. Proverbs 5, verses 7 to 14. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her home, lest you give your best strength to others and your ears to one who is poor, lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toy enrich another man's house. At the end of your life, you will grow. When your flesh and loading are spent, and your body are spent, you will say, how I hate discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or listen to my instructors. I have come to the brink of utter ruin in the midst of the whole assembly. Now, my listening. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is how to get out of a 400-year spiritual coma. Following the past 7 days journey of Jacob's spiritual journey, that he had a 25 years of spiritual coma, you think that is a long time? Not so. Today we vividly see a 400-year spiritual coma. Why? Very simple. The Bible stopped 400 years until Moses appeared and willing to listen and obey. So how did the Israelites get out of their 400-year spiritual coma? Number one, they cry out to God. Maybe the past 400 years the Israelites still had some kind of benefit from their ancestors Joseph. But when years passed by, those new kings did not know their story, but instead they feared of their existence. So maybe for the first time they start to cry out to God, as recorded in the Bible today. And God heard their cry and act. Number two, there was one person who was willing to listen to obey. Well, maybe they cry out to God before. Maybe God called someone before Moses. But anyway, no one was willing to listen and obey until Moses came. The Lord reminded me this morning that this is the second time in the Bible that God called someone by name, Moses, Moses. And the reply is the same. Yeah, here I am. The first time is in Genesis chapter 46, verse 2, when God called Jacob after he revived from his spiritual coma. Jacob, Jacob. Yeah, actually God called my name. Ng Dak Ying. That's my Chinese name. In May 1981. That was a spiritual awakening experience, and I was awakened from my spiritual coma for many years. When I told Iggy this morning, and he reminded me that God called his Chinese name Ng Yan Sun. Yeah, when he was 5 years and 9 months old. We came to Vancouver in May 1994, and in July 1994, we put Iggy to a daycare during summertime to prepare him to go to grade 1 in September. he was crying and did not want to go in the classroom. When the teacher took him in, he was still crying, and suddenly he heard Jesus said to him, Yan son, you have no need to cry. Even you cry, your mom and dad are already gone. I am here with you. Wow, until now, he can still remember the voice of God. Number three, that's how Moses let go of his worries and let God to lead his path. Moses had quite a number of worries. We got two today, and we can see more coming in tomorrow's passage. The worries of Moses as shown in today's passage are A. Who am I? Moses belittled himself as an excuse not to listen and obey to God's call. God told Moses the same word as he told Iggy, as he told me, and you, I think, I will be with you. Have you experienced that voice and assurance before? B. Who are you? Moses wanted to know who God really is so that he could have more faith to do that impossible job. So, that's how the Israelites got out of their 400 years of spiritual coma. Any inspiration to you today? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be able to get out of my spiritual coma if there's any, so that I can listen and obey to your lead and command. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what do you think of spiritual coma as you have been through Jacob's 25-year spiritual coma and then after Joseph, the Israelites' 400-year spiritual coma? Number two, is there anyone Jesus wants you to take them out from their spiritual coma? How are you going to act? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.